Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy skies, rain showers, possible thunderstorms, lower 60s. Winds will be from the northeast between 10 and 15. Tonight, we'll continue with showers and thunderstorms early, mostly cloudy skies, mid 40s. Winds will be from the northwest between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, lower 60s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, 46. And Friday, cloudy, more rain. Right now, it's 54.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Anti-abortion legislators in Kansas have launched a push to overturn a state Supreme Court decision that protects abortion rights. Their efforts guarantee an election year fight over amending the state constitution. A legislative committee opened 2 days of hearings yesterday on a ruling in April by the state's highest court that access to an abortion is a fundamental right under the Kansas constitution. The Republican-led committee is expected to urge the full GOP-controlled legislature to put a proposed constitutional change on the statewide ballot next year. Our state reporting that it collected $43 million more in taxes than anticipated in September. The Department of Revenue said yesterday the state collected $744 million in taxes during the month when its official revenue forecast was predicted at just $701 million. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Did you know that being a safe driver could save you money? Sign up for the new 4-hour AARP Smart Driver Classroom course offered here in Kansas. You'll learn safe driving strategies, and you could also save money on your auto insurance. Become a safer, more confident driver by signing up for a course today. Learn more at aarp.org/drive. That's aarp.org/drive.
Restrictions may apply. Contact your agent for savings details.
For the best certified seed wheat service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation yesterday revealed a new website meant to further spread information about Kansas missing persons cases with hopes of seeing more of the cases solved. The site allows for searches by name, county, gender, age, or date the missing person was last seen. KWCH-TV reports the KBI says the site also encourages anonymous tips and will either evaluate or investigate information it receives or forward that information to the lead agency investigating a particular missing person's case. The Kansas Highway Patrol asking the public's help in identifying a woman who apparently died in a hit-and-run crash over the weekend. The patrol says the woman, who's Hispanic, had several tattoos, including Michael on the right wrist, Gabriel Forever on the left wrist, and Alano on the left ankle. The patrol says she was walking northbound on I-35 in Kansas City when she was hit by a vehicle or vehicles Friday night and died at the scene. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Some people will never reach the top. Some will never even try. But anyone with a gall to push their limits knows the reward. Here's an offer that goes further. Get a Yeti Hopper Flip Egg Cooler, a nearly $200 value with the purchase of 4 new BF Goodrich Mud Terrain or All Terrain tires.
See Mike's OK Tire in Marysville today or give him a call, 562-3471.
See bfgoodrichtires.com/promo for complete details. Offer expires 10-8-2019. Void where prohibited.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Authorities say the driver of an armored truck died after it crashed off a highway in south central Nebraska. That crash a little before 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon on U.S. Highway 281 near Donovan. The Hall County Sheriff's Office says the driver lost control of the truck on wet pavement and the truck ran into a roadside ditch, then rolled, coming to rest on its top, ejecting the driver. The Sheriff's Office says that Amber Opp was pronounced deceased at the scene, her two passengers taken to a Grand Island hospital for treatment of minor injuries. A Nebraska group that advocates for lowering taxes is urging lawmakers to get rid of sales tax exemptions on many goods and services and use the extra revenue to lower property taxes and the state's sales tax rate. The Platt Institute said yesterday that Nebraska's sales tax system hasn't kept pace with the state economy. Nebraska News on the Mid-America Network, I'm Rick Everett. Having problems with your truck or trailer? MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas is here to help. Get reliable trailer and truck repair services when you need it the most from technicians who have your best interest in mind. MJ's Truck Repair ASE certified technicians have years of experience in handling repair problems of all types. And MJ's does their work at competitive prices that won't burn a hole in your pocket. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge.
For the best certified seed wheat service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, LimaGrain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday. Four of the eight tracts at the tax sale were sold, with three property and one mineral rights that did not sell. Marshall County Partnership for Growth Director Ellen Barber reported the Frankfort Housing Grant will be turned in this week. That was written for construction of two duplexes in Frankfort and will cover $400,000 of a $600,000 project. The remainder will be obtained via loan, either from a local bank or through housing assistance. These duplexes are for moderate-income families. There is adequate room in this location for more duplexes, and this will be pursued in the future. Barber stated plans are moving forward for the Blue Rapids Grocery Store, stating that $50,000 and possibly additional startup money for the grocery store was from a state donor. A motion was passed unanimously to designate $75,000 toward economic development, with $50,000 going toward Partnership for Growth, $4,200 to Marshall County Tourism, and the remainder at the board's discretion. Washington County Commissioners meeting last Monday conducted mostly routine business. They opened discussion with the Washington City Administrator, plans for the next phase of construction on B Street planned next spring. Three intersections and two blocks, including College Street, will be closed. Carl Schalfa emphasized the College Street intersection would be closed regardless of the scope of the project, forcing detours. Commissioners suggested waiting until after school dismissal in May in order to accommodate traffic, but Schalfa urged an April 15th start, hoping for more competitive bids. He stated alternate routes could be arranged. They further discussed a potential grant that could expand the project parameters, allowing additional work on a cost-match basis. Nemahal County Commissioners met last Monday. The zoning presentation was postponed until the September 30th meeting. Commissioners are considering zoning as a way to regulate development of wind and solar farms. At last week's meeting, they spoke with a representative of the Flint Hills Regional Council about general procedures involved with the process. In response to a query, commissioners advised they would continue a program allowing uninhabitable structure material from demolition be dumped at the county landfill for a maximum cost of $500 per structure. At the Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting last week, Extension Educator Nicole Stoner presented an update on the Extension Office. She received an Achievement Award from the National Association of County Agricultural Agents for 2019 in the North Central Region. Stoner has 8 years' service to Gage County and serves as Extension Educator in 11 counties in southeast Nebraska. Gage County Sheriff is looking at hiring for deputy positions, and the Road and Bridge Committee discussed the need for an additional mechanic. A fatality accident was reported in Washington County Monday afternoon. A dump truck driven by David Towner, age 77, of Ottawa, Kansas, flipped end over end traveling down an embankment on K-15 Highway, a mile north of U.S. 36 near Morroville. The driver had lost control, and the truck ended up on its top in a pasture. The fatality again was David Towner, age 77, of Ottawa. September 19th, Danny Bruna of Hanover collided with Wyatt Jensen of Hollenburg at the intersection of Willow and Railroad Streets in Hollenburg. Bruna was transported to the Hanover Hospital. September 16th, Richard Hinkle of Washington lost control of a semi he was driving on K-9 just south of 28th Road in Washington County after he suffered from a medical issue. The truck went into a bean field. Hinkle was transported to the Hanover Hospital. Tornado warnings were prompted along with severe thunderstorms Tuesday afternoon. No confirmed touchdowns were reported, but a possible tornado was tracked near Burchard, Nebraska around 2 p.m., prompting a warning for Pawnee and Johnson counties. Northern Washington County was under a tornado warning later afternoon with possible rotation near Hollenburg, and a confirmed funnel cloud was reported near Du Bois, Nebraska at 5:15. A correction on the Valley Heights homecoming queen crowned Friday. Haley Whitson was crowned queen, Cole Coggins king. Gail A. Sedlacek, age 74, of Wymore, passed away Friday. Memorial service is planned Thursday, 10:30, at the Wymore Church of Christ. Interment at a later date at the Blue Springs Cemetery. Laughlin over at Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Gail Sedlacek. Barbara Ring, age 88, of Lovell, Wyoming, formerly of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service is Friday, 10:30, at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday noon until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Barbara Ring. Jewel A. Wagner, age 97, formerly of Blue Rapids, passed away Monday at McAllen, Texas. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the First Baptist Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Fairmont Cemetery at Blue Rapids. Visitation Friday noon until 8. Family will receive friends Friday from 6:30 until 8 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville in charge of arrangements for Jewel Wagner. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, ribbon casserole, a muffin, broccoli, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, lasagna, garlic bread, mixed green salad, and peach crisp. KNDY News time is 7:16.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we still have this slow-moving cold front making its way across the central parts of the Midwest into kind of the northeastern parts of the United States. It's going to continue to move very slowly off towards the east-southeast, bringing ongoing chances of showers and thunderstorms as we head through the day tonight. And it looks like finally a move out of the area as we head into tomorrow, giving a short break, but then another system's going to bring more showers and thunderstorms as we head towards the end of the week and into the start of the weekend. Behind the system, we are seeing much cooler temperatures, and that will continue over the next several days. So looking at the forecast for this Wednesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, some that rain heavy at lower 60s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll continue the chance of showers and thunderstorms early, cloudy skies mid-40s. For tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny in the lower 60s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies, low of 46, and Friday and Saturday, chance of rain. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early October, 74. Record high on this date, 95 in 1976. The average low of 50. Record low of 29 set in 1985. Sunset this evening at 7:04. Sunrise in the morning at 7:20. We received 3/4 of an inch of rain on Tuesday here at the KNDY studios. Light rain this morning with a cloudy overcast and 55. We are 20 degrees cooler than we were 24 hours back. Winds are light, favoring the southeast. Let's check on the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 2nd of October. KNDY News time is 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
the Nats advance. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Nationals are headed to the NLDS after Juan Soto's bases-loaded single off Josh Hader in the eighth lifted them over the Brewers in the National League wildcard game.
Hader, the set, the kick, here it comes. Swing and a line drive!
On WJFK, two runs scored on the hit, and Anthony Rendon sprinted home after the ball went under the glove of Milwaukee right fielder Trent Grisham, giving Washington a 4-3 lead. That would be the final. The Nationals now head to Los Angeles to take on the Dodgers in the division series starting Thursday. Tonight, the American League wildcard game as the A's host the Tampa Bay Rays. Sean Manaea goes to the bump for Oakland.
I don't really know what's going to happen, but I just know it's going to be going to be crazy.
Meanwhile, the Rays will start Charlie Morton. In other baseball news, with Joe Maddon out, the Cubs are looking for a new manager. Chicago's president of baseball operations, Theo Epstein, said Tuesday they are considering three internal candidates, including David Ross, a fan favorite from the Cubs' 2016 World Series team. First base coach Will Venable and bench coach Mark Loretta will also interview for the position. To basketball, yesterday was the first official day of training camp across the NBA. At Bucks practice in Madison, Wisconsin, reigning MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo said he hopes to build on the success of last season.
Try to learn from the mistakes we did last year, and hopefully we can pick it up from there as a team.
NFL Bengals wide receiver John Ross is expected to miss multiple games after suffering a shoulder injury in Monday night's loss to the Steelers. NHL Sharks forward Evander Kane has been suspended for the first three games of the season for abuse of an official. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Here, Bulldog football Friday as they travel to Wamego. Kickoff at 7, live on AM 1570 and FM 94.1. On air, online, and on our mobile app.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A monthly measure of farmer sentiment shows producers are more pessimistic about current conditions. The monthly Purdue CME Group Ag Economic Barometer slipped to 121. That's down 3 points from August. But the Index of Current Condition, a sub-index of the barometer, dropped 22 points to a reading of 100. The barometer based on mid-month survey of 400 ag producers across the U.S., a reading of 100 considered neutral, anything below negative, anything above positive. Despite the weak near-term outlook provided by farmers, they express a little optimism about the future as the index of future expectations rose 6 points compared to August. In the September survey, only 1 in 5 producers said they expect profitability to decline over the next year, compared to 41% back in May. Organizers say this could be a signal that farmers expect better times in 2020 compared to 2019, possibly because they're looking forward to a return to a more normal growing condition and crop production. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell hopes lawmakers can reach a resolution on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement soon. McConnell says USMCA is something we can agree on. That's referring to a Democrat-led House of Representatives and Republican-led Senate. President Donald Trump announcing three nations reached an agreement 1 year ago this week. Concerns regarding the impeachment effort in the House are building, as some fear the effort may derail the USMCA. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says USMCA's work group will continue efforts to reach an agreement with the White House. However, labor and environmental provisions remain sticking points to the talks. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue told dairy farmers at the World Dairy Expo he is optimistic a vote in the House will happen soon. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good morning. I'm Sam Strack with your latest market information right here through the Mid-America Ag Network. As we start your Wednesday, we first look at Tuesday as corn closes bullish. Soybeans continues to crush as wheat mixed for the Tuesday closings. Cotton unchanged for a modestly higher closing. Lean hog futures closed down 290 to 62.55. The CME lean hog index was up $1.09 at 56.53. The USDA pork carcass cutout value closed higher at $1.56, rising to 75.29 yesterday. The highs from the
mornings were not maintained, but the primal cut still closed higher, with the belly leading the way up 5.54. The national average base hog value is up 45 cents at 49.36. Estimated week-to-date federally inspected hog slaughter is at 979,000 head. That is 53,000 head above the same time last year. Live cattle futures saw October up a nickel, but the rest of the contracts down 15 to 57.5 cents. October options expire this Friday. Feeder cattle futures are $1.30 to $1.72 lower. The CME feeder cattle index was down 185 for September 30th at 140.08. Choice boxes rose 103 to 213.47, but wholesale box beef was mixed because select boxes were down $1.06 to 186.05, widening the spread to 27.42. Federally inspected slaughter is up 1,000 from this time last year at 234,000 head. Closed mix yesterday through the grains, but not showing much strength at all through overnight trading, as December corn's down 2 3/4 at 389 3/4. March is at 401 1/4. That is down 3 1/4. Kansas City wheat for December's down 3 at 408 1/2. March wheat's at 420. That is down 4. Soybeans also mostly lower this morning, as November beans down 4 1/2 at 915. Down 4 for January at 928 1/2. They're down $1.80 in the soy meal October complex at 302.30. December's down 150 at 307.50. And October soy oil at 2883. Up 11 points for December oil at 2899. With your latest market information through the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Sam Speck.
MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, America, is the largest full-service truck center between Wichita and Salina in central Kansas. Truckers in the know already know, and ag people from miles around know they can turn to MJ's Truck Repair for repair and parts for their tractors, combines, and hay equipment. You construction types, listen up. Skid steers, backhoes, forklifts, bulldozers, and payloaders. MJ's of Mound Ridge is also your construction equipment parts and repair headquarters. Find MJ's on the web at mjstruckrepair.com.
Did you know that being a safe driver can save you money? Sign up for the new 4-hour AARP Smart Driver Classroom course offered here in Kansas. You'll learn safe driving strategies, and you could also save money on your auto insurance. Become a safer, more confident driver by signing up for a course today. Learn more at aarp.org/drive. That's aarp.org/drive. Restrictions may apply. Contact your agent for savings details.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. There are six words extremely important to agriculture, especially this time of year. Those six words right after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
It is the time of year when we are putting things to bed, and that includes putting away pesticides and herbicides and other chemicals to store them properly and safely until we need them again next spring. Well, that applies not only to farm chemicals, but also farm garden chemicals. And Jim Fazell, our horticultural expert, says there are six words that we really need to pay attention to when it comes to these chemicals. Read the label and follow instructions.
You got that right. And boy, I tell you, that is so important. Maybe we should have talked about this earlier in the season, but any time is a good time to talk about it. Safety is utmost in our minds, and we have a lot of stuff going right on right now where chemicals are suspected, and there are all kinds of warnings and so forth. A lot of these problems could have been absolutely avoided by reading the labels on these particular products. We use chemicals every day, and rarely do we consider how dangerous they really are, or what they actually do, or what they can do. And some are pretty dangerous. In fact, I know one that we use every single day, all of us, or almost all of us, and yet it's so dangerous that I lost one friend and had one seriously maimed by gasoline. It can be very, very dangerous if you don't watch what you're doing. But there are other things, like household chemicals, things for cleaning, like in the kitchen sink and the drain, the stove cleaners, bathroom chemicals for tubs and toilets. Some of these are really harsh, and if you do look at the label, it says to wear protective clothing. And then we have bug stuff, all kinds of things that we use indoors for the household, ant and roach bait, flying insect control. How dangerous are these things? What do they eliminate, and what do you want them to do? Are they going to do what you want them to do? Then, of course, outdoors, we have garden chemicals. Do you know which is which? I get questions all the time, or people all the time that complain that something didn't work when they used it, and they need to look and find out, is it an insecticide? Is it a weed killer? Is this something for disease control, or is it a fertilizer product? Well, if you're trying to kill weeds and you use disease control, it isn't going to work very well. Also, we find a lot of people that will just apply whatever they happen to have in the garage and expect them to do something out in the yard, but they don't know what. And many times these things just don't work. And there are precautions that we need to take any time we use chemicals. And as you mentioned before, read the label.
More from Jim Fazell tomorrow. Back after this.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Thunderstorms fired on cue as forecast yesterday afternoon, prompting thunderstorm warnings and at times tornado warnings. Possible rotation near Hollenburg prompted a warning for northern Washington County. Earlier in the afternoon, a possible rotation was noted near Burchard. And later in the afternoon, early evening, a funnel cloud was sighted near Dubois, Nebraska. No touchdowns reported. We received about 3/4 inch. We were on the shorter end of what we're hearing, an inch or two or more in some locations with thunderstorms and heavy rain yesterday. Light showers this morning, cloudy, overcast, and at 55 degrees, we're forecasting a high in the middle 60s today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. K-State backup quarterback John Holcomb announced on Twitter yesterday he's leaving the team and will put his name in the transfer portal. Cake TV reports an excerpt from his statement reads, "I wish my brothers nothing but the best for the rest of this season and will be happily cheering them on, but it's my time to part ways," according to Holcomb. Out of high school, Holcomb ranked the 13th best dual-threat quarterback in the class of 2018. He was redshirted last season and was used mostly in running situations thus far this year. Left-hander Dallas Keuchel has been named the Atlanta Braves starting pitcher against the St. Louis Cardinals in Game 1 of the NL Division Series. The Cardinals have named right-hander Miles Mikolas as their Game 1 starter. Mikolas will be making his first postseason start. And in Iowa, Grinnell College canceling the rest of its football season because injuries whittled the squad down to just 28 players. Mid-America Network Sports.
Kansas State High School Activities Association releasing regional and sub-state volleyball pairings, with regionals involving area teams to be held on Tuesday, October 22nd at Axtell and Frankfort. The Axtell Regional will include Centralia, Donovan West, Onega, Troy, Valley Falls, and Wetmore. The Frankfort Regional will include Clifton Clyde, Hanover, Lynn, Blue Valley, Pike Valley, and Washington County. Winners in those respective regionals will advance to sub-state at Centralia Saturday, October 26th. Sub-state Class 2A for Valley Heights will be at El Saline and Class 3A for Marysville at Nemaha Central on October 26th. Complete brackets and updates are on the Kansas State High School Activities Association website.
Old-timers call them leather britches. It's all about preserving string beans for the winter on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Call today.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, October 2nd, the 275th day of the year. Singer-songwriter Don McLean has a birthday, and the comic strip Peanuts appeared in newspapers the first time on this day in 1950. Got a fall crop of beans to preserve for the winter? Here's how they used to do it in the hills of Appalachia. String those beans together by pushing a needle and thread through the middle of the pods, then hang them on a covered porch or other dry spot. When dried, they'll resemble wrinkled leather, or leather breeches, as folks would call them. Store in a sealed jar until you're ready to use. On a chilly winter day, simmer low and slow with a ham hock and bacon. Leather breeches may be some of the best comfort food you've ever had. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more recipes online anytime at almanac.com.
KNDY.
Living in Dallas or Denver, Colorado, I know she likes it cold. She might have packed and moved back to Alabama. There's no telling where she is, but there's one thing I know. She's a whole lot of gone, and we're a whole